Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. Today we talk about the organization Bleu Massawippi and their efforts to protect our local water bodies. Joining me is the new general manager of Bleu Massawippi, who has been leading the charge since summer 2023. Her name is Laurence Renaud-Langevin, and she is here to give us more information on a significant collaboration between Bleu Massawippi and Robonautique, a company which we'll talk more about in just a little bit.
From summer 2023, it's been a year now that I'm working for Bleu Massawippi. I am also a scuba diver instructor. I'm a mom of three, and I live in the watershed of the Lake Massawippi by the Tomifobia River. Bleu Massawippi is an organization dedicated to preserving and improving the ecosystem health of the Lake Massawippi and its watershed. We work really close in collaboration with various partners, and we try to put on the best practices based on scientific evidence. We're setting up structuring initiatives for the protection and conservation of Lake Massawippi, and we try to do activities for sustainability and improve the quality of life of users and the community.
So what exactly is Robonautique? Well, in fact, it is AI-driven robot technology that detects invasive species like zebra mussels. And our guest highlights the significance of the partnership between Bleu Massawippi and Robonautique in order to combat zebra mussels, using an AI-powered robot as an artificial predator.
Yes, this initiative marks a significant step into protecting aquatic biodiversity by using a robot with AI, which will act as the predator to the zebra mussels. So it's really innovative and, technology forward.
I think I saw somewhere that it was referred to as the artificial predator. Is that the case?
Yes, it is. Because there's, I think, one fish that is considered to be a predator to the zebra mussels, but really they have none.
Laurence goes on to explain to us the role of AI technology and explain its effectiveness in detecting invasive species like zebra mussels compared to traditional methods.
Yes, it is unique because it is really hard for a human eye to recognize the mussel, the zebra mussel, into the water. So we're going to train a robot, an AI, to recognize as a human would. It is really unique because it can be a complementary resource or really replacing resource when we speak about like divers, scientific divers. So Bleu Massawippi use scientific divers to see and find where the zebra mussel is in the lake, and then we send either the same divers or other divers to retrieve them. So when we go out on the lake, it's always about a choice where we do detection or whether we do retrieval. So the robot is going to be really useful into taking out of our hands one of these steps so we can strategically go where it is and retrieve it more efficiently. The thing also with the robot, it is going to be able to work in different hours during the day, so really at night maybe, or in colder temperature on longer period of time where divers have a more limited timing, whether you cannot really dive more than an hour per dive.
So why Lake Massawippi? Well, our guest cites collaborative efforts with governmental and environmental partners.
As we work closely with different partners, such as the Ministry of Environment and Fight Against Climate Change, Wildlife and Parks, they redirect Robonautique towards us. And we like to stay at the forefront and surround ourselves with inspiring and innovative people that are committed to find solution now and act now on improving the Lake Massawippi. So it's really towards contact Robonautique, ask around and try to communicate with the partners, and then the ministry redirect them towards us because we're doing all sorts of projects also with the ministry.
Our guest goes on to mention that they want to use AI technology to protect vulnerable water bodies across Quebec and enhance environmental protection.
Yes, I think it's going to be a really great tool because ultimately the goal is to apply this technology to all vulnerable water bodies in Quebec, and also to train the AI to detect other invasive species. So it's going to give a chance to lakes, to water bodies to fight back, or either to have a really, really early detection and do a strategically act on what it can be done to save the water.
As we sign off with today's guest, Laurence Renaud-Langevin, director of Bleu Massawippi, she invites anyone to contact them if they would like to help out with the cause at Bleu Massawippi or to get into contact with Rabonatsik.
Anybody that's interested to either participate in their project or get in touch with us or Rabonatsik, they can contact us with pleasure. We'll redirect them through Rabonatsik.
I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.